Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the E-commerce Titans podcast. We've got a specific episode of the E-commerce Toolbox, and today we are chatting to Matej. Matej is a media buyer at the agency. We've chatted to him before, and today we're going to be specifically speaking about KPIs. But let's firstly welcome Matej. Matej, welcome. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thanks.
Good. Did you have a good Christmas?
Very good.
Did you start the new year?
Little parties, little hangover, but everything was okay.
Fantastic. Well, that's good news. That's what we like to hear. All right. Well, today we're going to be jumping into specifically KPIs and how we go about measuring and how to calculate a realistic KPI for Facebook ads. Now, I know that we obviously get clients that join the agency all the time, and sometimes they're allocated to your pod, Matej. So how do we go about really calculating realistic KPIs? Because I know that clients come to you and they've obviously got their own expectations in terms of what they believe we should be achieving. How do we make sure that that's realistic from your side?
Yeah, I usually... how I start when I get new account, I usually go to the last 30 days and just see what is going on the CPC level and the click-through rate level and the CPA level, what's the average, you know? And then I try to do quickly the basic calculation I'm always doing. So it's like I'm calculating all the clicks they sent to the offer. And then I see how many of these clicks converted into the sale. So I do this like, firstly, I take the number of sales. Let's say they did 100 sales in the last 30 days. And then I put two zeros. I put like by 100, you know. So this is like 100, 10,000, right? And then, not 10,000. It's 100,000. Yeah, 10,000.
10,000, yeah.
Yeah. Then I divide this by many, how many clicks they send to the website, you know. If they send like 10,000 clicks, and they made 100 orders, then I know that the conversion was around 1%, you know, and this 1% tells me, okay, where's the issue, you know, if 1%, you know, for e-com stores it's kind of, they say it's standard, but it's still low, you know. You always have to struggle to get better conversion, like 2-3% if possible more, you know. And based on this, I can suggest, okay, I see here the problem is the website, because the links we send to the website, they are not converting very well, you know. So we need to fix the website. If they say, okay, this is impossible, we did so many things and it's hard to convince them that this is crucial, then I say, okay, the other thing how we can do this to make your ads perform better is to lower the CPC. So how to lower the CPC? Now you need to have a better offer and the better creatives. So what's the easier part for the client? Usually, from my side, it's always easier to make better website and better offer than to have lower CPC, because right now Facebook gets expensive, clicks are, you know, where they are, you know, and even with so better creatives, it's hard to lower the clicks, you know. So
And I'd imagine that CPC process is quite a journey. So like lowering the CPC cost and testing the new creatives and going through that whole process is a much longer journey than going through a bit of a conversion rate optimization process within your website, correct?
Yes. We can, with better creatives and with different angles of ad copies, we can lower, I think, 20-30% the CPC. Yeah. But with new website, new landing page, testing better landing pages, we can lower much more, even 100, 200, 400%, you know. So the calculation is simple, you know. When you look over your account, you see what's your CPC, how many clicks you are sending, and how you are converting. And if if your target row, I would say your target CPA is, for example, $40, you want to be on the $20, then what you need to do, you need to have a website that will convert 2 times better than it's converting right now. That's the simple solution, you know. And then you have to make few versions and start testing, you know. And if you know how to do this, or if you hire a professional who can make this conversion optimization process better on your landing page, this is easy task, you know, much, much easier than if you shoot, I don't know how many creatives and test different angles and start lowering the CPC.
Completely. Wow. Incredible. Nice insight there, Matej. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. I think that that's really, really valuable. It's definitely some insight that I'm sure I and everyone who's listening is going to take to heart. Thanks so much for sharing with us. I look forward to connecting with you again.
Thank you very much, and happy 2022. A lot of success to everyone. Bye-bye.